Yo, what up, what up, what up? Today on Fuck Outta Here. Yo, what up? It's motherfucking Abyss Killer. We gonna get into some shit today. That fucking... Oh, yeah, man. That double impact full trailer. Yo, that shit is lit. It's lit. I'm fucking with it. Is y'all fucking with it? Is y'all fucking with it? Yes or no? Let me know in the comments, nigga. Alright. But Double Impact 2, woo! Shit's about to go down. Something's about to happen. This is what I'm talking about. There's a lot of hitters on this. We gonna find out. I'm gonna play this. We gonna play this shit, and we gonna see what's popping. We gonna see what's going on. All right. That shit.
Some of those names created teams and put the best of the best against one another on Battle Rap's biggest.
Best of the best, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
2016, the worldwide leaders did just that.
Yo, the music, I fuck with the music. The music is fire. Talk that shit, nigga. What I'm talking about? Talk that shit, nigga.
The all-star game of battle rap makes its return. URL's Double Impact 2.
Double Impact 2.
Beasley be
talking crazy.
Their presence and performance ignited a tremendous level of energy in the building. Once again,
in the building.
Make this triumphant return.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Nigga. Yeah, nigga, what? That's what I'm talking about. That's gonna be crazy.
NWX, a team comprised of veterans,
NWX,
with bringing the
nigga,
of the 2-on-2 battle,
to fucks with them.
Time high. Their wit, freestyle ability, and stage performance.
DNA, make put your tooth back in, nigga.
Last battle, that shit was all gas. This battle, shopping sprees. I'll bring them all back. In the battle, suck my dick. After the battle, going flat. Before the shot, I'm moving fly. After the shot, you're like, ah!
Woo!
Both are solidified veterans who helped establish the blueprint of MC Battle.
Okay.
DNA and K-Shot versus Midwest Miles and X-Factor. DNA and K-Shot. God bless you. These two individuals.
I'm confused on this one.
They are bound by brotherhood, aggression, and laser focus. Make them a force to be reckoned with. Chess and Steams.
Alright, Chess and Steams.
The kickback, that's what you told me!
Chess and Steams.
A veteran and a lyricist who walks a different path can only lead to wordplay.
Okay.
With an unorthodox style
okay.
That equates to trouble.
back up in the basement. Bullets ricocheting on cabinets, switching all of the planes, changing all of the stations, switching all of the faces. The next elephant was redecorated, making a state.
Woo! Okay, that's an okay matchup. But that other matchup, I don't know about that one. There is no telling what may transpire. X Factor, Run Nitty and Ill Will. Okay, I'm fucking with this. This is getting me a little more excited.
Experience. Wordplay are just a few of the attributes that describe these solidified veterans. Both of these talented MCs have made their impact individually within the culture.
And oh, they're giving them some respect. They talking that shit. Again. Math, you gotta do shit like that, nigga. Sometimes you be trying too hard, but when you be, yo, when you say certain shit, be lit. Cortez is lit all the time. Cortez, stop saying you Mexican, nigga. For real.
As for you, some of the coach's biggest stars. One of them is a fan favorite.
Okay. Okay. Oh shit. It's going down. It's going down. Brick City, nigga. Talk that shit. Brick City. North New Jersey, nigga.
Plans these mega events. Our goal is to entertain, and our aim is to please our supporters and fans. This is a 2-on-2 team that many have requested, despite both participants saying,
"Come on, nigga, tell me."
However, when you're requested to participate in the all-star game of the MC battle culture, you must.
Yo, did I just see boobies? I swear I just seen boobs. Oh, Clips, nigga. Charlie Clips. Bolly Blips, nigga. Woo! That's... Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm getting money, I confess.
You hear that? You hear that, nigga? I don't think of my gallon.
Oh my God, this man got half a gallon.
Oh man, that's gonna be motherfucking fire, nigga. Arsenal, Suge versus Charlie Clips and Goods. Fuck is y'all talking about, man? Fuck is y'all talking about, man? Oh man, I wanna go and see this shit.
Saturday, June the 24th.
I wanna go see this shit, nigga.
New York City. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at the Irving Plaza box office from now until the day of the show. This is URL, and we are like no other. This event will sell out. We strongly suggest you purchase your tickets in advance.
Strongly suggest.
This is action-packed event. URL,
This is what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. That shit. Damn. Shout out to you, RL. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. Who's on the card? Who's on the card? I don't see no new niggas on there, but no, I can't even call. Well, Chess. Chess.
Al Capone Cigarillos or
Chess. Chess, nigga, is the only new nigga. What do I see up there? Watch this shit be so motherfucking fire. I don't want to hear shit. Nobody talking shit about the motherfucking top tier motherfuckers. The top killers. The motherfucking murder, death, kill squad, nigga. Like, I don't want to hear nothing. Clips, killing shit. Fuck what y'all talking about. My list for the top, I'm going to just give the top eight, and you can see it on Twitter. And go check out Rapture's shit, too, on Twitter. At Rapture Music. You can find him on there. You can find me at Abyss Killer One. And, you know, my list, I'm going to give you my list, but you could go check out Rapture's list. I seen his list, and then I put my list after his. Our top was similar. Our top two are similar. And my number one person in battle rap is Murder Mook. Because that nigga just be, like, making niggas not look good. Whenever he does battle somebody recently, I'm going off recent battles, niggas don't look good. They just don't. Like, that nigga be just winning every round, it don't look good. So, he's won. Nobody else is doing that in battle rap. Nobody else has done that in battle rap. All right, now, Hollow to Don. Man, that nigga's just different, yo. That nigga's different. That nigga just be winning. Y'all niggas be bugging. He be winning. That nigga ain't lose to Surf. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Because he said the AR. Man, get the fuck. You can't keep an AR on your fucking hip, nigga. It ain't a handgun. The fuck are you talking about? Like, damn. That nigga ain't got no fucking side fucking hip holster for a fucking AR. Like, come on. It sounded good, but it didn't make sense. A real life bars, nigga. That shit didn't make sense. All right, but Hollow. Let's get back to Hollow. Hollow, the Don. The Don. You know what I'm saying? That nigga... it's just fire. That nigga's so unorthodox. Y'all niggas be trying. Y'all niggas ain't hear him battle in a while. So y'all niggas be like, oh man, Hollow ain't that good. Man, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Hollow is what every battle rapper should be like. That nigga, you don't know. You can't predict what he's going to say. Sometimes. A lot of the times you can't predict what he's going to say. And then, on top of that, like, this nigga always comes from left field with shit. His shit is like, you know, that nigga just be winning. He be winning. He knows how to win. That nigga beat Lux. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. That nigga beat Lux. Like, all right, so, and then we're going to go to Charlie Clips is number three on my list, Charlie Clips. And the reason I say Charlie Clips, because that nigga got bodies, son. That nigga got bodies. That nigga got a whole bunch of bodies buried somewhere. Like, he just got bodies. Like, oh, man. You know who had bodies like Clips, too? O-Red, but he's not on this list. Because O-Red stopped battling for a while. Nigga, why you cut your dreads? You lost your Super Saiyan powers, nigga. You should have never did that. I don't know why you did that shit. That nigga did lose his damn powers, I swear to God. Nah, it felt like that, though. It felt like he lost his powers, like he lost, like after that battle with motherfucking Hitman, like something happened. But, yo, you a killer, O-Red. But, all right, let's get back to the list. O-Red is not on here because of that long takeoff period, and then he just stopped. That nigga's a killer, man. All right, but now we were at Charlie Clips at number 3. Charlie Clips is just a murderer. That nigga's a mass murderer. He's been slipping lately. I can't forget that, but you can't take away his bodies, though. And that nigga was killing top dudes. It wasn't just regular, like, Joe Smoes and middle tiers. It was, like, upper echelon. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, number 4, I got Loaded Lux. Now, Loaded Lux, I think he lost to Clips. That's why he's behind Clips. And he lost to Mook. That's why he's behind Mook. And he lost to Hollow to me. That's why he's behind Hollow. That's why I got him at number 4. But everybody knows Lux. Lux, that nigga's rap fucking style is lit. But I think he does change up too much. I think Lux gotta be Loaded Lux. We need regular Loaded Lux. Like the killer. That's why I like when niggas are killers. Like, be a killer. Be Loaded Lux the killer. Like, don't, like be a motherfucking, be a conscious killer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you do, just be a killer with it. It's battle rap. Made for killers, not for motherfuckers trying to teach you something. It's good that you could teach something, but kill with it. You know? But Loaded Lux is number 4. Number 5, I put Goods. Like, y'all niggas crazy? Like, why is Goods there? Like, get, what are y'all bugging? Like, Goods, like, I don't really see him losing. Even when y'all say he lose, I'm like, yo, that's, I don't know, you could say he won that too. Like, but I don't know. I mean, maybe I got different tastes, but y'all niggas, I don't know. I don't know some of that shit y'all be fucking with. But Goods is fucking fire. That nigga's supposed to be. And Goods needs to battle Loaded Lux. And some fucked up shit, he needs to battle Clips too. And he needs to battle, well, no, he battled Hollow already. But I think Hollow, I think, like, with that match, like, I think I did pick Hollow versus Goods, but Goods was fire, so I can't disagree if somebody picked Goods for that. You know what I'm saying? So I'll leave it like that. But I think Goods and Hollow, I think that would be a dope rematch today because it would be a little bit different. But, you know, Goods definitely needs to battle Mook, too. That's a battle that would be dope, too. But, man, Good just be, you know, he's different. It's hard to kill that nigga. Like, that's why I say, like, he's just different. And Goods is just Goods. Everybody who tries to use that style like Goods, it don't work very good. It don't last long, even if they do have it for a little while. And then number 6 is Calico. Why I put Calico at number 6? Because Calico is saying he's different. He brings a different feel. He brings that gritty street feel. And, you know, he turns up. Like, and he don't really be losing. Only, like, yeah, he lost it at, he lost the DNA. But that nigga, to me, beat Surf. So, I don't know. Calico deserves to be there. I think so. And I think he beat, he beat Tay Rock. Even though Tay Rock came with some shit, I ain't mad if you saying Tay Rock won that. But I think they need the battle again, so it's not close. When it's close, that's rematch status to me. When the battle is undecisive, when it's fucking, as y'all call it, fucking, no, I'm not even gonna say that fucking word. Fuck that word. Fuck that word that y'all be saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about, that word you say, oh, it's, I'm not saying it. Mister, see, I'm not fucking saying that word. I fucking hate that word. That fucking means rematch, man. My bad, I'm slipping up and shit. That means rematch. When that word pops up, that's rematch. Y'all niggas just switched it. If you can't tell who won, let it go another round so we can know who won. Like, niggas need to win, niggas need to lose. Alright, but that's why I got Calico there. Calico always comes with it. Y'all niggas think, and he be winning. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got W's. More than L's. The only L I feel he took was like against Lux, but yeah, and DNA. And DNA for sure. I definitely think he lost against DNA. And I don't care if he wasn't trying. That was a battle, nigga. It still counts. Fuck that shit. I don't wanna hear nothing. And then number 7, I got Tay Rock. Now to me, I don't like. Like I said, Tay Rock needs to motherfucking battle Calico again to get the win. Not that Ty shit. And then he needs like that clips in him. Yeah, that's good. That's good, but there's something missing with Tay Rock, I think. Tay Rock needs that one big body. He needs that one big kill. He needs to take a top tier and kill him. And like 3-0 the shit out of him. I think with Tay Rock, everybody comes to battle him. And I just think he needs to get the whole kill. Like if he battles, my bad for the yawning. I just usually don't stay up that late. But, you know what I'm saying? Niggas work early in the morning. But, Tay Rock needs that body. He needs the body bag, a top tier. Yeah, he definitely needs to do that. He definitely needs the body a top tier. Definitely. But that's why he's there. And I think if he even rematches anybody there that he battled already, or he beat someone that he didn't battle and like clearly beats him, that jumps him up. That jumps him up. Clearly. And then I got number 8, DNA. Cause he wins so fucking much. I was deciding between K-Shine and DNA and Surf. But Surf, to me, like, I fucks with Surf. One, I fucks with niggas from Newark. You from Newark, I fuck with you. Brick City, that's where I was born at. You know what I'm saying? That's my birthplace. My family and still lives there and shit. You know what I'm saying? When I go there, I always feel like I'm at home, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was deciding on. I was like, yo, wait, I could put Surf. But Surf, I need bodies, man. I need kills. I don't want no more of that fucked up word that y'all be saying. Them ties. That's a tie, nigga. Stop calling it. It could go that way. It could go that way. Like, I don't even like saying that either. I'll be mad at myself when I gotta say that. But I gotta say that because that's what y'all niggas say. That's a fucking rematch battle. Or let it go another round or something. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. But yeah, like, Tay Rock is definitely where he's supposed to be at number 7. DNA number 8. I could have put not Tay Rock, my bad. Surf there. or Kayshawn, but I think Kayshawn needs, like, Kayshawn definitely got bodies. He definitely does. So he has, I think, more of a chance of being there. The DNA got bodies too. I think DNA got more bodies, and he got like miscellaneous bodies. He got low tier, mid tier, and I don't know if he got any. I can't remember if he got any top tier bodies, but he got bodies though. But you know, I fuck with that, and either or, you know, it could go like Kayshawn thing or Surf thing, but like I definitely think Tay Rock is over Surf because Tay Rock wins more. You know what I'm saying? He definitely wins more. Yeah, go. You know, like I always like to do, I like that to direct you out of shit, but go check out that trailer on URL. TV.tv. I think they say it like that. Go check that out. Go check out the trailer. Go check out the battles they've been dropping. Go check out the We Go Hard battles that they be putting on their channel and shit like that. Oh, yeah, nigga. That's what I want to talk about, too. Oh, shit. Speaking of the motherfucking devils. Nah. But, yo, We go hard. Come on. Y'all niggas do go hard. Y'all go too hard. Pause. Like, I don't even say pause, but that just sounded crazy. Like, y'all niggas be doing too much. Like, you know why it's hard to watch? Even though you got decent battles, but it's hard to watch, y'all niggas is cheering for everything that don't need to be cheered for. Whoever is the motherfucker that be like cheering extra loud for no reason, stop it. Stop it. You know you fronting. You know you putting extra cheese on that shit. You know you fronting, nigga. Stop. Oh my God, like, niggas be bugging. I like when the battle rappers react because they know when to react. If you watch one of the battles and you see Twerk in the background, that nigga don't react when everybody react because he reacts only to the dope shit. Y'all niggas be happy to be in the building or something. Like, come on. Stop the fucking... Yo, that shit is... Every gas is in the building that's on the periodic table, nigga. Every fucking gas is in that building. Like, oh my God. Especially if he's from there. Holy shit. Like, damn. Like, these motherfuckers be gassing every line. That nigga can say, I went to the store and came back. Ooh, ooh, like, what the fuck is you cheering for? Like, get the fuck out of here. And yo, y'all taking away from the battlers doing that. Stop doing that. Tell niggas, look, only cheer if you think it's hot. Don't be cheering for everything. Stop trying to make shit seem better than what it is. Niggas could tell if it's good or not. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could tell. So please, stop the fucking gas. Stop all that gas. The nigga got every gas. They got leaded, unleaded. They got super. They got new shit that ain't even out yet. They got shit for the planes, shit for the helicopters, shit for the little gas-powered cars. They got all that shit. Stop that shit, man. Oh my God, like that shit is annoying when you watch a battle. And Joe, there was a lot of that gas in your battle too. Yeah, you said some cool shit. Take it as hate, take it, I don't give a fuck. Personally, I really don't. But like, you got gas too in your battle. You got gas too. Everything didn't need to be cheered for. Like, we go hard. Stop doing that. You can tell when you don't like somebody, because then y'all niggas don't cheer. But and then when they see something hard, then you have no choice. But stop that shit, man. Stop that shit. For real. Like, stop putting your friends on. Stop putting on your cousins and your fucking nephews and telling, yo, you want a battle? All right, look, write some shit down. We're going to throw you in the battle. You can make a couple dollars. Like, you know, stop. Stop doing the charity battle thing. That's what it seems like. I'm not saying that's what it is. I don't know what it is. But I'm from the outside looking in. And that's all I can see is from the outside. So that's what I'm speaking on. But that shit is heavily gassed, son. The whole crowd should be wearing gas masks. Yo, the battlers were reacting when they should react. When the bar was dope. Not reacting for every fucking little stupid thing. Come on. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. I say that to say this, nigga. I'm out of here. I gotta go to bed and shit. Nigga gotta wake up early in the morning to go to work and shit. You know, that workflow be up 4 a.m. Shout out to all y'all out there. Shout out to y'all niggas following me on Twitter. Shout out, yo. Oh, yeah, I want to say one more thing about this. Yo. To all y'all battlers out there that battle, to whoever listens to this shit, and you rap, do what comes naturally. Don't try too hard. When you try too hard, niggas could tell, and it don't sound good. Too intricate is bad. The best shit is the simplest shit. It doesn't mean you gotta set it down and where it's like niggas could predict what you're gonna say. But it don't gotta be super intricate. And don't try to be something you're not. Just be yourself. I say that to say this. Stay focused. Stay going straight forward. And let the haters hate. And I'm gonna add something new. Nigga, be you. Don't worry about what other niggas say or other people. Just do you. And little kids, don't do drugs. Stay away from the fucking drugs. Give yourself a chance to grow up. For real. And thanks for fucking listening. Shout out to y'all. Comment, rate, subscribe. Follow me on YouTube at Abyss Killer. Check out my girl fight videos I put up there. I put up compilation videos of girls fighting and shit. And of some other shit too. You know what I'm saying? Girl fights, wow. I like fucking seeing females get it in. They be like throwing like 1,000 punches in a fight and shit. Like, and then they got that incredible fucking lock jaw in their hand and shit. They got that lock fist. Like, when they grab a fucking bitch's hair, oh my God, them bitches do not let go. Like, me and my sisters used to fight all the time when we was younger. Like, oh my God. Like, females will hit you 1,000 times by the time you punch them once. Me and my sisters used to go at it when we was little. My older sister is older than me. I'm going on, but yo, don't hit girls. That shit ain't cool. That shit's definitely not cool. But also, if you don't want to hit, if you don't want to be hit, don't hit. A long time ago, I used to say, "Nigga, I'm finna smack a whole tribe. Act up and I'll smack a hoe." So, shout out to y'all again. But follow me on Twitter at AbyssKiller1. Follow me on SoundCloud at AbyssKiller. Follow me on Soundtrap. Because, you know, we could even, if you got some, you send me some cool shit, we could do music together. If you want to send me some fight videos so I could put in my compilation, send it to my email through Twitter. And put fight videos. Put like attention fight videos. So I can see it. Because I get a lot of emails and shit. Like I said, shout out to y'all. Thanks for following. Thanks for the support. Thanks for all y'all just listening to it. Thanks for y'all niggas hating on shit. The hate is real. I respect the hate. You know what I'm saying? I respect the likes. I respect the hate. Like, cause some shit I don't like. But you know what? I still watch it just to, you know, get my opinion on it and watch it, comment. Even with music. Even if I don't like music, I like to like help people out, because there's always somebody else that will like that music. You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody else that will like a movie that you don't like. So, support. Always support. You know what I'm saying? Always help out. Help me get, you know, a larger fan base so I can, you know, I can do more shit. I can have, you know, more updated shit. You know what I'm saying? More updated videos, more special shit that I could do that other motherfuckers is doing. But I'm trying to do different shit. I don't want to be like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do my shit a little bit different. So I'm just saying, rock with me and I rock with you. Shout out to all y'all. Fuck out of here, nigga. FOH gang, gang, gang. FOH clan, my nigga. If you don't know what the clan means, I'll let y'all know right now. It's a collective of leaders. You heard that? Clan means it's a collective of leaders I don't want to say it yet. I really don't. I don't want to bring that out yet. I'm thinking about it like... yeah, fuck it. Damn, man. I don't want to bring it out now, but yeah, I'm going to say. All right. It's a collective of leaders of all nationalities. That's what clan means, an FOH clan. A collective of leaders of all nationalities. There's no fucking color over here. There's no like, oh, like we can talk like that. We can talk like, you're the white boy, you know, this dude, that dude, Spanish dude, whatever the fuck. But ain't none of that racist shit over here. We past that. We on another level. You know what I'm saying? That's how I roll. We on another level. We past that shit. If you stay with racism in your mind and in your thoughts, it's always gonna be there. Not that it ain't there, not that it's gonna disappear, but we don't have to acknowledge it. We don't have to make it so that it's in front of our faces all the time. But I say that to say this. Shout out to y'all. Thanks for listening. Yo, comment, rate, subscribe. I gotta get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Peace. Fuck with me. Fuck out of here podcast on iTunes. Follow me, nigga. Peace.